and takes a very favorable bounce. A matchup between two coaches here at their alma mater, Jeff Brohm for Louisville, Mario Cristobal for Miami. A win here for Jeff Brohm in Louisville. That would give them 10 on the season. It would be their first double-digit win season since 2013, and Jeff Brohm would have the most wins out of any first-year head coach in Louisville Cardinals history. Of course, it would also give them a berth in the ACC championship game as well. Well, here's TVD, three wide receiver set. The back right now is Henry Parrish. Van Dyke, clean snap, throws it to the left. Colby Young makes a catch right at the sticks. He's going to be a couple of yards short. Quick pitch and catch, first catch of the day for Colby Young to set up a second and short. 14-14, just about 13 to play here in the second.
Last drive talks about how Louisville bringing the pressure and trying to get Van Dyke flustered. These quick short routes for Miami is going to allow them to spread the field out a little more and give TVD a little more time and keep this Louisville defense and their secondary a little more honest.
Coverage on the play by Storm Duck, the starting outside corner. The second and two. Miami on their own 26-yard line. Van Dyke motions out Parrish. He runs out. Van Dyke, quick screen. That's caught by Colby Young again. He's got blockers. He's up to the 32-yard line. That'll be a first down for Colby Young. Tackle made by Devin Neal. Leads this Cardinals defense with four interceptions. But clearly here, Miami wants to get the ball in the hands of Colby Young. They do it twice for a first down, and now they're going to go no huddle. First and 10 on their own 28-yard line. Van Dyke rolls out right under pressure, flitches it to Parrish, makes a couple of men miss before he goes down at the 34-yard line. Tackle on the play by Alderman, who's been busy as well. Shannon Dawson trying to go a little bit of hurry up, catches Louisville defense. Not sleeping, but a little bit off bounce.
Yeah, so he's trying to pick up the pace a little bit and make sure that, you know, Miami run the right plays, see what they like, and attack because it's been working so far.
Riley Williams is out there right now for Miami on their own 34, second and nine. Van Dyke, another quick screen, caught by Colby Young again. He gets a couple of yards upfield before he's brought down by Alderman from behind. That's two screen passes to Colby Young just on this drive. It's his third catch of the drive, and it brings up a third and medium with this game tied up at 14 inside your own territory.
When we saw Emory Williams, a true freshman, get his start and get that action against Clemson and also against FSU, we saw a lot of screen passes, more than we have before, and it seems like Miami continuing that trend with TV, pick up a couple yards, give themselves chances to not go three and out.
Third and five on your own 37. Four wide receiver set. Van Dyke takes the snap, whistles it out to the right. It's caught by Restrepo. He makes a man miss. He's up to the 50-yard line into Louisville territory for a Hurricanes first down. Big pitching catch, Van Dyke to Restrepo. He's already got five catches now for 80 yards, and that's a Canes first down.
Yeah, no receptions last week against FSU, but already five catches today and a touchdown for X.
Canes go quick again. Van Dyke steps up in the pocket, pitches it over the middle. It's caught for a minimal gain by Parrish before he's hit hard for a gain of two. Cameron Kelly on the tackle, said his name a couple of times already. Nice methodical drive here for Miami after a three and out. Last time you get the ball in the hands of Xavier Restrepo, good things are going to happen.
Cameron Kelly, a player that was a part of the Virginia Cavaliers program just a couple months ago. At the beginning of this year, he was a part of the Hoos football team, played in the spring game, but now finds himself at Louisville and inserting himself as one of the top defenders on this Cardinal team.
Second and seven on the Louisville 43, tied up at 14, 10 minutes remaining here in the second quarter. TVD takes a snap, puts it in the gut of Mark Fletcher, runs off right, tackled before a gain of three. Dunn Jr. on the stop for the Cardinals to bring up another third and medium. Hurricanes today, 3 for 5 on third downs on the year, right about 41%. You bring in an extra offensive lineman and Riley Williams as well. This is where Miami's went to the quick passing game so far today. Van Dyke, 10 for 14, already up to 138 yards and a touchdown. Third and three, they'll call it officially on the Louisville 40-yard line. You got two tight ends and a wing set out to the left. Lone receiver is Isaiah Horton. Van Dyke takes the snap, gives it to Fletcher. He powls through a defender, and he's short. It's a gain of about 1.5. Coming up to make the stop is Devin Neal from the strong safety position. What do you do here on fourth down and two?
It looks like Miami's offense will stay out on the field. It's going to be fourth and a long one, almost two. But, I mean,
you're kind of in that no man's territory.
This distance.
It's a 55-yard field goal, so you're going to go for it. So Miami's going to roll the dice here. on fourth down this season. Miami 6-for-13. Fourth and one, they'll call it. Tie game, under 9 minutes remaining on the Louisville 37-yard line. Van Dyke under center, takes the snap, gives it to Fletcher, lunges forward, and he's got it. How about you give it in the gut of the true freshman, Mark Fletcher, who gets the first down. Tackled by Heron, but not before you meet the yard to gain.
Well, that short field position kind of aids the way Miami's been playing. Quick passes, taking the smart plays, the easy plays, and taking those little chunk yard plays and try to wear down this Louisville defense instead of airing them out. And just that distance has been good for Miami so far today with the rushing attack they've been able to establish in their short passing game.
9-play, 48-yard drive that's already chewed up more than 5 minutes on the clock. Hurricanes on the 34-yard line at Louisville in a tie game with 8 minutes left. Van Dyke takes the snap, play action, clean pocket, airs it out deep for Colby Young in the end zone, incomplete. He was double covered. The crowd wants some laundry on the field, but they're not going to get it.
Double covered, but it looked like he had a step maybe.
And Storm Duck and a safety were all over Colby Young. There's a little bit of tug of the jersey downfield.
It looks like they got away with holding. I mean, not at the end of the route, but earlier on by the 5-yard line, you see Duck kind of grab that jersey. Now, I don't know if it would have made a big effect on the route by Colby Young, but certainly some grabbing there. But referees letting both sides play.
The crowd really does not like that
after
one.
After the replay, yeah.
Either way, it's going to be 2nd and 10. For Miami, Van Dyke takes the snap. It's going to be an end-around to Breshard Smith. He's got room outside the right hash. He's at the 30. He's at the 25. Breshard Smith, 10, 5, touchdown, Miami. Breshard Smith, a house call from 34 yards out. And the Canes hop back in front, 20-14. What did we say earlier, Gavin? Find a way to get Breshard Smith the ball, and he's going to make plays.
Yeah, they use a fake motion from Riley Williams in a misdirection. Hand off to Mark Fletcher, and you just have that was
how about Francis Maui-Noah down the field, just obliterating Devin Neal. The
wow.
Lead block, Smith runs right around him. All right, 11 play, 82-yard drive that took up 5 minutes and 39 seconds. Snap, hold, kick is good. Hurricanes regain the lead, 21-14. A 34-yard rush from Breshard Smith has the home team back on top. How does Louisville respond? We'll get it to you after a short break. You're listening to Miami Hurricanes football on WVUM 90.5 FM.